You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. It is Friday, the 29th of January, 2021, and what a show we have for you today. But I'd like to start off with something a little light, a little lighthearted for you here on this Friday morning to start everything off right. You may know that in the days of old, the heroes would acclaim great exploits and achieve daring deeds, and these achievements would be immortalized in the songs of the bards. These days, heroes are sorely lacking, and so instead, we make parody songs of those great ballads. Here's one of those now about the ongoing struggle of the lower class, middle class peasants against their feudal overlords on Wall Street. It sets the tune of one of the more popular sea shanties that's been making the rounds these days. And it once again immortalizes the great deeds of our Reddit heroes. Take it away.
There once was a stock that put to sea. The name of the stock was GME. The price blew up and the shorts dipped down. Hold my bully boys, hold. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when Ryan Cohen joined the board. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take his shares and hold. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. Before the news had hit the market, Wall Street bets came up and bought it. With diamond hands, they knew they'd profit if they could only hold. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. No deals were cut, no shorts were squeezed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the artist creed. He took the risk to hold. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. For 40 days or even more, the stock went up, then down once more. All gains were lost, it was looking poor, but still those traders did hold. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The short's not squeezed and the gain's not won. The Tendy Man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. Soon may the Tendy Man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
There you go, folks. Too late to explore the oceans, too early to explore the stars, but just in time to watch a bunch of Reddit trolls take down the largest, most powerful financial institutions in the history of the world. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Later in this program, I will be doing the tradition we inaugurated last Friday, which is the week in review, and what an insane week it is. Once again, you can only really grasp the gravity of our situation when you take a bird's eye view, you put everything together, and you see exactly what's been going on from the conservative purge that happened this week and continues to accelerate to the executive orders by the Biden administration completely wrecking havoc on our economy and our way of life, and so much more, all coming up in today's program. Then I will be joined in the third hour by Leo Zagami, famed Illuminati expert, and he will be on for the entire hour taking your phone calls, answering your questions, and commenting on the state of the world. Dismal though it may be, he always brings a spark of enjoyment and very, very deep knowledge into the situation at hand. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal, your daily dispatch on the other side. Infowars.com, band.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, Many of the best-selling products InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 29th of January, the year 2021. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video, brought to you entirely by you, the viewer, the InfoWarriors, the Americans or international customers, patriots all, freedom lovers, one and all, who go to InfoWarsStore.com and help keep this program and everything we do here alive. We'll be opening up the phone lines in the next segment when we will also be getting into Paul Joseph Watson's newest video, which I haven't seen yet, but just coincidentally coincides perfectly with what I wanted to talk about anyway, and that is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez-Ted Cruz beef that is spiraling around the internet, and I have some comments about that. But first, here it is, your daily dispatch for the 29th of January, 2021. From TheFederalist.com, after vetting 25,000 guardsmen, no extremists were found. What do you know? It turns out that thanks to the concerns of people like Cohen, that's Democratic Representative Steve Cohen, expressing concern with so many white Trump voters in the Guard, there's just too many white people, we have to investigate them. The National Guard and FBI vetted 25,000 grunts from across the nation to assure no extremists were among them. It was widely reported that 12 guardsmen were removed from the force as the result of the vetting, but now the Federalist Jordan Davidson has gotten clarification from the National Guard. According to the Guard, two of the members were brought to the attention of the command for inappropriate texts or statements, while the other 10 were flagged by the FBI during the routine checks they performed during every inauguration. None of these individuals were flagged for extremist, criminal, or threat association. Their chain of command will review the circumstances and take appropriate actions if necessary, or they will be referred to law enforcement. So we're just setting the groundwork and getting everybody used to the idea of vetting and eliminating anybody in the military who is against the ongoing globalist New World Order takeover. And of course, that's because the greatest threat right now to these people is the fact that the military itself is full of independent, liberty-minded patriots, and they have to start slow rolling the ball towards their utter destruction. Here's a bombshell allegation from Breaking911.com. Man claims to be Robin Hood employee and says the White House pressured halt of GameStop trading. So yes, the Capitol insurrection, the GameStop, Reddit, Robin Hood chaos is still going on, and many things have been shut down or prevented from going on. This post alleges that the fact that Robinhood stopped trading GameStop stocks and actually shut down entirely for a little while was because they were pressured by Sequoia Capital and the White House. We'll get more into that a little bit later, talking about Janet Yellen, the newly confirmed Treasury Secretary, who has financial ties to one of the largest funds that came to the aid of Melvin Capital, one of the companies that saw large losses after GameStop's market surge. Yellen's financial disclosure shows her receiving around $800,000 from Citadel for speaking fees. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stated on Wednesday that Yellen is monitoring the GameStop stock situation. And of course, that is in disregard of the fact that she is supposed to recuse herself from anything having to do with her own personal financial obligations. 17 hours ago, Robinhood app reportedly began to automatically sell shares of GameStop for some customers, quote, for their own good, which is absolutely shocking. You buy stocks, you suddenly find that the app on which you purchase them has sold them on your behalf and without your permission, potentially losing you massive amounts of money. We'll see what the legal ramifications are of that as good people on both sides of the aisle start to recognize the political gain to be had by taking on these corrupt Wall Street billionaires. Of course, the big tech monopoly, duopoly, military, industrial, financial, technocratic complex has come to each other's aid. Facebook has taken down popular Wall Street discussion group Robinhood stock traders amid GameStop frenzy. This, in addition to Apple appearing to protect the Robinhood app from new reviews, number of reviews and ratings haven't changed at all in half an hour. That was reported by Mark Dye 16 hours ago. Still 5 stars, total bull. In other words, if they do something wrong, their friends at big tech will swoop in and prevent anybody from saying anything negative about it. This, of course, in coordination or in tandem, or at least coincidentally at the very same time that Google deletes 100,000 negative reviews of the Robinhood app on their app store. So they will F you over and then prevent you from complaining about it. That is life in this technocracy. Moving on to some politics, you can't make this up. That's the headline from Gateway Pundit. Disgraced former FBI agent Peter Strzok's wife, Melissa Hodgman, has been named the acting director of the Division of Enforcement for the SEC. That's the Security Exchange Commission. Absolutely incredible. Of course, Peter Strzok was at the center of and was one of the main forces moving the Spygate scandal forward, the fabrication of Russia collusion to allow the surveillance of a presidential campaign. He was at the center of that with text messages to his paramour released saying, we have an insurance plan and we will do everything possible to prevent the Trump presidency. That in his position as an FBI agent. He was absolutely disgraced for that. Was called in front of the Senate to testify, and where he basically acted like a demon the entire time and flaunted their attempts to provide the oversight that they're constitutionally obligated to do. Now, his wife is in charge of the Securities Exchange Commission, which I believe would be the oversight body looking after Wall Street. So there you go. The cabal rolls on. Moving on to some COVID news. The Cuomo administration apparently underreported nursing home COVID deaths by up to 50%. That's what's being claimed by the New York Attorney General. New York Department of Health underreported COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes by as much as 50%, according to a new report published Thursday by the New York AG, Letitia James. The 76-page report comes after months-long investigations into how the nursing homes failed to follow coronavirus safety protocols. This, of course, was the result of Governor Cuomo's order to move COVID-positive patients into nursing homes, literally murdering tens of thousands of the elderly people. Here's another nice little reversal for you. The WHO now says that the Moderna and Pfizer coronavirus vaccines should not be given to pregnant women, which is interesting because my pregnant wife has been pressured multiple times to get the COVID vaccine. Luckily, before that happened, I did my own research, came to my own conclusion that you keep that crap the hell away from my wife and unborn child. So I was punished for that by big tech for daring to suggest that it would be damaging to pregnant women. Now they've changed their minds. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't inject your unborn child with this crap. Merck also scrapping COVID vaccine, saying it's more effective just to get the virus and recover. Lots of reversals going on with COVID. After 440,000 Americans are dead, Facebook and American Journal of Medicine admit their stand on the HCQ was wrong. These people should be prosecuted. That's from the Gateway Pundit. So yes, hydroxychloroquine, the treatment that we've been advocating since this time last year, which was shown to be incredibly effective against this, and you would be removed from big tech, censored, and punished for daring to suggest that. Well, now a year later, after all the death has made their case for them, they say, okay, it actually was good, and we shouldn't have ever censored you for that. ironic because just 2 days ago, Senator Ron Johnson says this, social media censorship just ratcheted up to a new level. Google's YouTube removed two videos of doctors testifying under oath at my U.S. Senate hearing on early treatment of COVID. Another body blow to the freedom of speech and expression. Very scary and sad. He says apparently the doctors at Google know more about practicing medicine than the heroic doctors who have the courage and compassion to actually treat COVID patients and save lives. In other words, we have a parallel governmental system now. You can go and testify in front of the Senate under oath as an expert, and you will still be censored by your overlords in big media. Our final story, media blackout, Antifa riot at Portland ICE facility overnight and throw mortars and explosives at federal police officers. That is going to be your daily dispatch for the 29th of January, 2021. Stay with us. American Journal returns after this break.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, open line Friday. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call with your comments about today's top stories or anything you think we may have missed. We eagerly await your comments. And I will be joined in the third hour by Leo Zagami, Illuminati insider, who's blown the whistle on a lot of their schemes and shenanigans that they get up to. He always brings a unique and very interesting perspective to what's going on in the world, and I'm excited to have him join, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the third hour. That number again, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call, please. We're going to start today with this Robin Hood, GameStop. We need a singular term. Nobody has come up with the term yet to describe what the hell is going on. I like the term capital insurrection, but that may get a little bit confusing, I understand. Capital with an A, obviously. But I think Robin Hood may be the most appropriate, since the legend of Robin Hood, having to do with taking from the rich and giving to the poor, is very, very appropriate for what's going on here. Here's some of the headlines before I get to the thing I really want to talk about. Famed GameStop bull Roaring Kitty is Massachusetts financial advisor. So that's the YouTube streamer and Reddit user who set this whole thing in motion and has almost single-handedly brought massive, massive disruptions to the stock market. Forbes has this, frankly, hilarious headline. Ignore the populist GameStop hype. Short sellers are heroes. They're heroes, folks. Yeah, total heroes. We should build statues to them. Should have memorial funds for them. Give me a break. Robinhood gains raises $1 billion as the CEO defends actions amid the GameStop frenzy. So Robinhood has raised over $1 billion as a result of its complicity in this. The brokerage app, which serves many of the investors who drove up GameStop and AMC prices, was in need of the cash infusion as part, in part to pay out users for their trades, the New York Times has reported. Just to explain to you why short sellers are not heroes and exactly what they do get involved in. Chris Buskirk on Twitter has this fairly apt and concise explanation. He says AMC, the movie house company, was struggling due to COVID lockdowns. Hedge funds then shorted the stock to force bankruptcy. Small investors saw an opportunity and bought AMC, driving its prices up. AMC raised $900 million, saved the business and thousands of jobs, but they're supposedly the bad guys for saving the company. It's really an incredible thing, isn't it? By no fault of their own, they were forced into lockdown, forced to close their doors, started hemorrhaging money, and then here come the vultures, the hedge fund managers and short sellers, to accelerate that process, destroy the business so they can make a pretty penny off the destruction of the livelihoods of thousands of people and, in fact, an entire American industry. These people are not heroes. They're scumbags, vultures, and any number of other words I could use. But really what I want to get to, what I really want to get to is the reaction from the leftists. Goddamn leftists. Because if there's nothing that this month, as we enter the end of January, this month has made it abundantly clear how utterly useless the anti-establishment left is. Completely pointless. It should really illuminate what we've been saying here on InfoWars forever. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the socialist, you are useful idiots for the billionaire corporate class. The 1% of the 1% fund you and gleefully sit back and sip their champagne while you unwittingly do their bidding, dividing the country, making it harder to get anything done, and they are just swimming around in a pile of cash like Scrooge McDuck while you're out here living off of their largesse and doing their bidding without even knowing it. And it's really amazing, because how many riots, how many you know, burning down buildings, demonstrations did we see over this year? You had essentially one major event from the conservatives, and it struck fear into the heart of the establishment to the extent that they're taking extreme measures to shut it down. That, of course, was the Capitol riot, the siege on the Capitol, which I've said time and time again, we shouldn't blame on Antifa, because it's not blaming, it's giving them credit. They could never achieve something like this. They can never do something like this. They're not brave enough, strong enough, or independent-minded enough. They do what they're told. They constantly talk about, we're gonna hang the billionaires, when what they mean is we are going to wait for somebody else to put the billionaires up against the wall, and then we will pull the trigger because we're cowards and useless without being told what to do. And so this is exactly what's going on here. You have, and of course the rose emoji is the symbol that they use on Twitter. And they say, this is, it's me, Kathy, on Twitter. Anyway, if you'd like to get more involved in effing over Wall Street freaks, consider joining the Democratic Socialist or another anti-capitalistic organization. Okay. They say dues are pay what you can, and probably a better long-term investment than GameStop. It's like, you had nothing to do with this. You literally had nothing to do with this. These people are the people that you hate, despise, and want to get off the internet. You've seen the headlines. White supremacist insurrection. Incels that Reddit do this. It's like, it's the right wing trolls on the internet, the lurkers on 4chan and Reddit that actually achieve a major body blow against the system you claim to hate. Then you come along and go, yeah, join us. Yeah, you really want to be effective? Join us. We do nothing. We've achieved nothing. We can't get anything done. We've never hurt the Wall Street bankers in the slightest, but we're going to go ahead and take credit for what you're doing and then say, join us, because actually, you know, it's us. You should be joining us. And that leads me, of course, to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So she said something about, I'm not even sure what Cruz was responding to, but essentially Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was saying that it's a good thing that Wall Street is sort of getting what's coming to them, and that it shouldn't be legal for them to, you know, coordinate and shut down the trading against them. And Ted Cruz responds like, hey, let's work together on this. I totally agree. We're both on the same side here. Let's work together. Bipartisan. We can actually do some damage to these people. And her response is, I'm happy to work with Republicans on issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out. You almost had me murdered. Okay. So this reminds me of the Scott Adams meme, the trope that he promotes, where he says America is like an audience watching two different movies on the same screen. Now that makes sense when it's something like Joe Biden having tons of military at his inauguration, erecting a wall up saying we need to purge conservatives. If you see that scene, you can have two different people sitting side by side. One of them is seeing that scene and they think, oh my God, this is government overreach. This is purging of, you know, it's political persecution. This is the destruction of the United States. This is hugely damaging to our democracy. And the person sitting next to you goes, oh, this is an appropriate response to a major threat that we're experiencing, and they're protecting democracy. So they're seeing the same thing, but they're interpreting it in two different ways. This is not that. This Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of these people is insane, because one of them, the scene that we're seeing is Ted Cruz saying, we must protect election integrity. We must assure our citizens that their votes count, and that, you know, illegal votes are not counted. That's what he actually said. What Alexandria Ocasio heard is, go murder my enemies. Go murder the socialists. Go murder the liberals. That's not taking the same scene and interpreting it two different ways. That's one person saying something and another person being insane. Okay? It's not a misinterpretation. It's insanity.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which of course the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. We will go to your calls this segment very shortly. First, I would like to go to this video by Paul Joseph Watson. You can find and share it at band.video and InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and all of the other various sites that we have clandestinely set up around the internet, of which I'm sure you are familiar. But here he is, Paul Joseph Watson, commenting on AOC's nonsense when it comes to the so-called Reddit Robin Hood insurrection. Here it is.
Many observers tracking the phenomenal GameStop saga have noted that it's brought left and right together for the first time in forever. They warned people not to get distracted by those who try to hijack the issue and lead it down the dead ends of partisan bickering and identity politics. Well, guess what AOC just did? Responding to Ted Cruz, who agreed with her call for a hearing into Robin Hood for blocking trading of GameStop, she tweeted this: "I am happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground, but you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign. In the meantime, you can get off my timeline and stop clout chasing. Thanks." She had to make it all about her, didn't she? Couldn't go 5 minutes without being the center of attention. First off, Ted Cruz didn't try to get you murdered. On the face of it, That's totally demented. There's literally no evidence of it whatsoever. And this isn't the point of the video. But if you want to play that game, at least 25 people were killed as a result of the riots that you supported. And I don't remember Steve Scalise accusing Bernie Sanders of murder when a Bernie bro literally tried to murder him. One of your supporters tried to blow up a propane tank during an attack on an ICE facility, and he directly cited your concentration camp rhetoric in his manifesto as a motivation for the attack. Then you refuse to even condemn it. So sit down. Here we have a delicate opportunity to achieve real unification for something authentic, something that will actually benefit ordinary people. And you have to ruin it by having a massive hissy fit in return for dopamine. She accuses Ted Cruz of tweeting at her for social media clout. That's precisely what she's doing. I'll work with any Republican to defend the peasants from Wall Street, except for the Republicans most likely to support defending the peasants from Wall Street. And naturally, AOC has an army of sycophants in her replies. You know the type. Yes, girl! OMG, you owned him so hard! Yeah, she's great at LARPing on Twitter. She's the best at snarky replies. Good for her. Now, is she actually gonna do anything to address what some people are now calling the outright criminal behavior of Robin Hood? Is she actually going to do anything to address the rapacious and corrupt behavior of hedge funds? Is she actually going to do anything to address the scandalous fraud that is short selling? Or is she just gonna get into arguments on Twitter that only serve to derail the momentum and distract from the real issue? If so, AOC, please just do us all a favor and shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna start just referring to things, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would. It's like, Reddit users are, buying up, the stock of GameStop in an attempt to short the market or, squeeze the short market. Or as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would say, they're literally trying to bankrupt me. They're trying to bankrupt me right now, and we have to stop them. It's like, nobody cares. You're literally a snarky reply girl on Twitter. Useless. Completely useless. With that, we go out to your phone calls. David in California has a comment about the enemy we are up against. Thanks for calling in, David. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, I would just like to talk about, I'd like to start this off by saying, the golden life is to have eternal life. I don't have too much time to get out a lot of information, which I do know on these short phone calls, but I'm going to get in what I can. This is dealing with, I don't know if you ever saw a movie called The Atticus Institute. If you could you please check out that movie? It explains a lot of this, what's going on. This is an evil entity, which we all know this is the devil, an evil spirit. And basically what I'm getting to or trying to say is that we're no longer in the AI phase. We're in the IA phase, meaning intelligence is artificial. Hmm. All of this coronavirus has been inputted and outputted as a rollout through a mainframe computer. Now, what I'm trying to get to is that explaining that it's a rollout is that everything has been implemented in a system to roll this Agenda 21 plan out.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, like the when the 9/11 happened with the color code system, mm-hmm. when they changed the cards to the chip that was getting it ready for the RFID chip.
Right.
When they when Obama gave everybody free phones. This was dealing with, having access to be, to get into places with the red and green and yellow color code for the right. vaccine ordeal. It's all a layout, a computer generated layout from the evil spirit, meaning that it was conducted in SRI facilities, a organization that was associated with the CIA. They brought it in to the government as enforced. They thought they were superhumans. But what they come to find out, these are people that was able to move things and stuff like that. See, this is dealing with the five senses. And the five senses are not originally what we've been told how we're supposed to understand it. There is a sixth sense. The sixth sense is the ESP. It's dealing with numbers, terms of words, the way that they're used is very, very important because, for example, we must understand that the soul means the mind and the spirit is completely different. And a lot of people don't understand that when they speak of the soul, they think they're speaking of the spirit, but it's not. It's completely different. These are very important to identify these term of words and identify these numbers, because numbers are very important. The ESP, the sixth sense, is the ESP as far as moving things telepathically and all these type of evil type of things. But there is a seventh sense, which has been hidden. The seventh sense is the miracles that Jesus performed. And there's only one way to get to the seventh sense. And you have to be without sin. You have to be a true believer, a person that understands what's going on. The information that I receive that I'm giving you now is just through my journey. It's not through educating myself through any books or anything of that nature. You have to be in tune with God to understand what's going on. The Holy Ghost will guide you. We must say what it is, the Holy Ghost. We cannot see a spirit. We must give these terms, these words that we use, these terms that we use, we must give them their true identity and their true form and their true power. Because if we don't, we're falling to a different type of summons. This is all having to deal with the summons as in for as 1930s to 1940s. They brought it in. They brought the super human power. Humans into their facilities. The government did. This is where the technology came from. It didn't come from up above like the movie Prometheus or however you pronounce that.
Yeah, Prometheus. That yeah. Well, and of course, all the way through the 40s to the 50s, the 60s and 70s, there were massive, contingents of places like the CIA that were doing very intensive research into this sort of stuff. And you can go and find the documents and see that they were, in fact, able to prove certain aspects of ESP or remote viewing or any of that sort of stuff. And don't think that that's just gone away since the 70s. It's been folded into the psychological operations into a lot of what they're rolling out now. So we got 1 minute left in this segment. I didn't want to cut you off, David, but I just want to let you know you have 1 minute to finish up and let us know really what this message is that you're telling us.
Okay, so this message is like I said, being a following the Holy Ghost is like, for example, the guy that you have on today is one of the guys that I was going to mention, if I'm not mistaken. He was a guy that's affiliated with the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
That guy and also Mr. Steve Quayle and also Alex Jones. Alex Jones did an interview with Joe Rogan, not the last one, but the last one before that, when he started to explain how the technology, how we was trying to be implanted with chips inside humans or
right.
Connected to humans. And that's what this is all about. This is dealing with the 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G. Mm. 6G is open up a portal, summons. It's the same thing with the internet process, what DARPA had investigated, had operated on it, not operated on, but study with, as in as how can they use this evil as a super weapon?
Yeah, absolutely. They absolutely have been. Yeah, it's been going on for decades, slowly building up. Alex Jones tried to warn you. A lot of people have tried to warn you, but it's here now, and it's time to fight back or die.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. In the next hour, I'll be getting into our weekly roundup, our weekly review here as we take a bird's eye view of the insanity, absurdity, and cacophony that has occurred over the last week. Right now, the crew is downloading and preparing a video. I'm not even sure we can play. They assure me it's a medical video, and that as it is has medical importance and is newsworthy, perhaps we'll play it, but it's the new... It's an example of the new way to COVID test coming out of China. I'll give you a hint. It involves bending over and spreading your legs. And you'll be tested for COVID that way when there's literally already multiple types of COVID tests. I don't know if we can show this, guys. I don't know if we can show this. All right. Well, we may show that in the next hour. Stay tuned, folks. Oh God. All right. Are we showing it? I'm putting this. Okay. That's a freeze frame from it. That's really all you need to see. That's all you need to know, right? We don't need to see the parts where he takes the pants down or inserts the swab. Oh yeah. We're doing it. We're playing it right here. Here it is. Oh, the crew is, on their own terms right now. I have nothing to do with this. I disavow playing this video. But here it is, the anal swab out of China. There it is, folks. Sure, there's already multiple ways to test for COVID. I got a COVID test. I've had one COVID test. I spit into a jar. That seemed pretty easy to me. Apparently, this is for some reason superior. Yeah. Yeah, that's not, no. No. No is the answer. No is the answer to that, okay? What's my comment on that? Well, it's one word. It's no. And there are other words that I can't say on the radio. Let's go now out to the phone calls. I apologize for subjecting you to that. I apologize on behalf of China, the medical establishment, and the invention of the moving picture for what you just witnessed on this program. Sean in Ohio, thanks for calling in. Hopefully that was a good lead up to your call. Sean in Ohio, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison? Thanks for taking my call this morning. And I want to touch on the idea that You know, the whole story of Robin Hood was stealing from the rich to give to the poor, and these people named their day trading app after that.
How funny
is
that?
And then the first time the little guy comes up, they turn around and shut it down. Yeah, how ironic. And then people are all, like, so shocked by this. They're like, I just can't believe the SEC would do that. Well, who do you think you're dealing with? You know, like, these are bad, bad people. Like, just like the election fraud. They're like, everyone's all shocked. Like, I can't believe they'd steal the election. Me, personally, like, you're dealing with Luciferian Satanists. Like, and I love the segment that you read, the letter that they wrote to, like, the banks or Bloomberg. And the guy's like, listen, I've been poor paycheck to paycheck my whole life. If you think that the prospect of losing this money is making me scared, that doesn't scare me. And that's how I feel about the revolution in general.
Right.
Like, their whole, like, oh, we're going to label the Q followers as insurrectionists, that doesn't scare me. You know what's scary? How many friends I've had overdose on fentanyl. That's what's scary. You know what's scary? Walking down 3rd Street in East Dayton at nighttime. That's what's scary. You know, like, I've been broke half my life. None of that scares me. What's scary is the video I watched on my Telegram this morning of a little girl describing a satanic ritual that she practiced with her dad as they're like cutting up a little baby. And that sounds crazy to the people, like, but that's what I'm saying when they're like, I can't believe the SEC. Who do you think you're dealing with? These are evil people, and they don't want to lose their positions of power. And anyone who thinks that people that I know, they all think Bill Gates and these are the richest people in the world, Jeff Bezos. Listen, the richest people in the world's money isn't listed. The Rothschilds. You want to know who's calling the shots? Look at the Federal Reserve. Everyone's all mad. They're taking away our rights. We didn't even have any rights, Harrison. We're not even sovereign citizens. Back in the day, you used to be able to go in the street and have a gun duel, and it was lawful. You can't do that no more. We're all corporate economic slaves. Understand that every dollar America has is borrowed on interest from a private banking institute that's owned by people like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Understand this. The first Federal Reserve Bank was founded in America in 1913. World War One happened in 1914. Who do you think funded the countries during the war? Like, the fact is that people like Bill Gates have made $6 billion since COVID hit. When a war happens, people are making money. Like, these people profit off of the demise. So as we go through these events, everyone's acting so shocked. Like, hello, who do you think you're dealing with? They don't care about you. They don't care. It's all cool when the stock market crashes and they're giving out bad mortgages and everyone loses their home, they'll get bailed out. But as soon as the little guy short squeezes the stock and makes a come up, all of a sudden it's a crime. It wasn't a crime when you guys shorted the stock. It was okay to short the stock by billions of dollars, but they squeeze your short and it's a crime all of a sudden. Like, it's preposterous to me. Everyone's acting so baffled by it. And real quick, I just want to touch on, shout out to the Patriot Chat Party I'm a part of on Telegram. These people are steady giving me all kinds of information. I heard 2 nights ago all kinds of buses and people were at the White House. It was shut down. I watched a video this morning of children being let out the White House. People are still holding on to the idea that everyone's going to get arrested. It's all part of the plan. I don't really want to go into the Q thing, but I hope it is. I hope they all get arrested.
Well, tell us.
Patriots keep holding on to that idea.
Tell us the name of that Telegram channel again. Patriot.
Yeah, it's called the Patriot Party. It's Patriot on Telegram. Party. We got about 3,500 people in there. Tons of great information, real live patriots. And, you know, it's really exciting to see, like I said, some of the people that didn't used to bite on it. And I'm just over here like, I told you so. I said, they're trying to show me stuff. I'm like, dude, I was trying to show you this 5 years ago.
Right. So, yeah, no, it's totally baffling.
Party.
Well, you know, you bring up so many good points. And I love I'm seeing this observation from people that aren't even political. Here's the exchange on Twitter from a guy named Options Gang Carl at the Civil Right. He says, the same people who press the button on your stocks today press the button on the election. And somebody replies to him, call me crazy, but there's a pattern here. Some people didn't like the way the election was going, so they halted it and stopped counting. Wall Street didn't like the way the stocks was trading, so they got their friends to halt and delist. There's something more sinister at work. It's like, yeah, these people, they operate in the same way every time. They shut it down. They make sure that they'll succeed, you'll fail, and then they silence you from complaining about it. It's simple, actually.
I say this all the time. If the people in power wanted the world to be a better place, it would be a better place. Mm-hmm. There's enough food on the planet to feed everybody 10 times over. The fact is the UN and organizations like that, they exist to destabilize nations. This stuff that happened in America, we've been meddling in other countries' elections for years. America is the same government that does stuff and comes out 70 years later, declassifies documents, was like, hey, yeah, that we lied to you about that, but this is the real truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you think they're not lying to you now?
No, I cannot agree with you more. I cannot agree with you more, yeah. Sean. I'd love to let you keep going, but I got to get to another phone call this segment.
Absolutely.
But
God bless the American Journal.
Thank you so much, Sean, and God bless you as well. All right, that's two top-notch calls we've just had. Let's keep this ball rolling. I toss it now to Richard in New York. You have a question for Leo Zagami. Go ahead and give us your question. I'll write it down and ask him once he's on air, sir. You're on the air, Richard.
Hey, that's great. Thank you so much. I'll tell you this, and you heard me before, and I brought up the Frontline program 24 seconds into the program.
Mm-hmm.
There's a photograph in the hand of the man with the gun in the photograph. He's the very man that shot the girl, Mrs. Babbitt.
Yep, and he's holding a wand.
He's holding a wand. Now, listen to me. This is what it come to me this morning, and I could be crazy, so it don't matter. I mean, whatever you want. But downstairs at that point, there was a man, the shaman,
uh-huh.
the guy, you know, that Alex gave the world to. He's downstairs, right? He's got this fuzzy hat on, you know.
The Viking hat, sure.
Hat and the stick. And he's got a guy laying on the floor, says, I was shot in the face. This is the magical concept. Same above as below. So he's down there with this fur hat and he's saying a prayer, casting a spell, however you want it. He's downstairs doing this, and this other guy's laying on the floor. He's shot with a rubber bullet. Same above as below. Then up above, they have this, what I call a fifth column of communism. These people come in. There's a guy with a fur hat, and he's kind of the ringleader up on that floor. And he's directing the smashing out of the window.
Mm.
Then they open the door to the front of the building. They bring the Judas goat in. They have their sacrificial lamb with them. They bring her upstairs. She steps up to what looks kind of like an altar, if you look at it from the other side, where they blockaded the door. And they shoot her, same above as below. And the human sacrifice is done. The spell is cast. The die is set.
So you think this? You think the whole capital insurrection? I mean, we know that there were agent provocateurs there. We know there was some planning that went on behind the scenes, or even beforehand, to take advantage of this big gathering in order to achieve some nefarious goals. But you think the whole thing was like a Masonic sacrifice ritual, and it was all very well orchestrated from top to bottom?
I don't know that. I'm suggesting it, though.
All right. Well, we'll ask Leo when he gets on in the next hour. Thank you so much. I'll try to remember that, and I'll have the crew remind me if I forget. Thanks for the call, Richard.
Globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same thing's been happening to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, good morning. It is the second hour of American Journal. So glad you're here with us on InfoWars.com and band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a mere, I believe, 2 days left in the current sale that's going on with massive discounts on some of our most popular supplements, including Super Male Vitality, Pollen Block, and so many more. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3, the Pure Turmeric Extract, Alpha Power, they're all on sale. And there's only 2 days left to get these low prices on these incredible products. You will not want to wait until these prices go up, because the deal you're getting them at now is really unbelievable. I always just think about how, you know, if there's a product that I really want, maybe I'll put it on a shopping cart or, you know, on a wait list or something, and I wait to see if it goes down, and maybe once a year it'll drop to like 10% off, maybe 15% off on Black Friday, right? Well, meanwhile, at InfoWars, you're getting 50% off on a consistent basis. You're getting Pollen Block for 25% off. What other, you know, merchandiser, what other seller of goods discounts things at this rate? It really is unbelievable. I honestly don't understand how we're still making money with the prices that these are on. But no matter what, every dollar you spend at InfoWars, you're not only getting an incredible product, but you are supporting the program and the efforts we are making here. And here I've talked right through the point that I was supposed to pitch to this report. So I'm going to go ahead and save that for later. We got a couple other videos here. I want to go to video number 6. This is Jesse Waters on Fox News. And this is one of the amazing things about what's been going on with the Robin Hood saga, is that you have a lot of people who, and you'll hear him express this in the clip, where he's like, I'm supposed to be on the side of I'm supposed to be pro-business. Here I am sounding like a Democrat. And you're not sounding like a Democrat. You're sounding like a populist. You're sounding like somebody who actually cares about the American people. And that's the big divide that's being established here, being reinforced or exposed here, is that there is no reason why Democrats and Republicans should be on opposite sides of this, as long as we are both in favor of the American people over the overlords. It's a rejection of this feudal system that, you know, I love the last caller, but the one before that, Sean in Ohio, points out that Robin Hood was all about stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. And really, it was about stealing taxes back, because back in those days, the rich were the feudal overlords. And so it's actually extremely pertinent in today's society, because that's what's being reestablished, is an upper class of lifelong permanent elite and us down here in the bottom. So without any further ado, here's Jesse Waters on Fox News yesterday.
In the age of the internet, you could be a day trader and you can speculate and drive up stock prices just like the pros do. But what happened here is that they drove it up, and a bunch of these hedge fund guys just took a bath on some short positions, and then they got bailed out by some of their bigger hedge fund guys. And then what they did was say, hey, we're getting humiliated here by these retail investors. So they got these platforms like Robinhood that let these guys trade at home shut down. And they froze the stock so they couldn't be traded by these guys at home. That's a criminal conspiracy.
Right.
That's illegal. And people should be going to jail for that. Because you can't do that. And it goes with what we've been seeing for the last decade or two, is when you see this populist uprising, whether it's Trump or anybody else, come up like this, they get shut down with an iron fist, whether it's Silicon Valley, whether it's people spying on his campaign. They're not going to allow the peasants to come over and start playing games with them. And we're on a big collision course. And I don't like it. It makes me sound like a Democrat, Juan. Why am I sticking up for the little guy? I'm supposed to be Mr. White Privilege over here and, you know, pro business, but these crooked business guys are really making it tough for the average Joe, and it's not fair. And I don't like to talk about fairness because I sound like a whiner, but it really isn't fair.
Yeah, it's not fair, and there's nothing wrong with complaining about that. An abuse of liberty is a threat to liberty. If you are not allowing freedom for everybody and only, you know, certain people, like, that's wrong. There's nothing liberal or democratic about that. It's just the way it is. You don't need to second guess it.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal. It is the 29th of January, 2021, and we'll get back to your calls very shortly. I'll leave the second half of this hour open completely to your calls alone. But for now, I would like to go to our weekly exercise in absurdity. It is the Week in Review for January 23rd through January 29th, 2021. We begin with impeachment, which seems to have been totally forgotten in the last few days. Nobody's mentioned it when this GameStop story broke. But, yes, it is still going on. Of course, we began this week with the Democrats ceremoniously waddling the articles of impeachment from room to room. Trump impeachment trial. House delivers articles to the Senate. There they are. Waddling. Maybe they've just had a Chinese COVID test. We're not entirely sure. Trump responded to this and responded to Joe Biden's office of the president-elect by establishing his own office, the office of the former president, that will handle his political maneuvers going forward. One of the blatantly unconstitutional aspects of this sham impeachment is the fact that Leahy, not Roberts, will preside over the impeachment trial. In other words, a partisan Democrat in favor of impeachment will be residing over the trial in lieu of the constitutionally valid oversight, which would be the Chief Justice Roberts. The Senate voted 55-45 to set aside Rand Paul's point of order that the impeachment was unconstitutional. That means five Republicans voted with the Democrats, including Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Murkowski, the people who have consistently been against basically any populist or Trump-supporting measure taken in the last few years. Senator Murphy says there's still a chance Trump is going to incite another attempt at the Capitol, which is why this impeachment must go forward. It's not about anything he did. It's about what he might do. This is the precedent that they're trying to set with all these maneuvers. It's not about actually committing crimes. It's about perhaps suggesting that you have ideas that may want to commit crimes, and they'll punish you for that. It's setting an incredibly dangerous foundation for abuse moving on in the future. Meanwhile, President Biden, Emperor Biden, has been acting in a way that is more authoritarian, totalitarian, and dictator-like than Trump ever even got close to, prompting Tulsi Gabbard to ask if he's even declared martial law yet, since that would be the necessary move, considering the fact that the National Guard plans to ask thousands of troops to remain in D.C. until mid-March. This in combination with the fact that the Capitol Police Chief has been touting a permanent fence and more security around the Capitol, totally isolating the rulers of this country from the people over which they rule. You can only imagine if Donald Trump had an inauguration
surrounded by soldiers and nobody else. And he locked down the streets of Washington, D.C. and surrounded the Capitol with soldiers that he then purged of people disloyal to him. This is such a stark contrast and such a pertinent example of the ability of the media to manipulate the perception of what is going on. This should be causing outrage across the nation that this is being done without any of the proper measures in place to prevent abuse of this. If it was Trump, I tell you again, there would be chaos in the streets. We would never hear the end of it. But since it's Biden, it's simply portrayed as a normal safety measure to be taken. Of course, another thing that Trump merely maybe hinted at one point and caused an absolute meltdown. Well, the Biden administration is outright saying it. They're hinting at a ban on conservative media and, quote, organizations who traffic conspiracy theories will not be tolerated. They will not be tolerating anybody who traffics in conspiracy theories, which we know is a simple code word for anybody that exposes the things we're doing that are wrong. His executive order spree has been unparalleled in American history. He signed a record of 33 in the first week that he was in office. That is more than three times the amount of his four predecessors combined. Trump, I think, signed two or so, Biden signing 33, including one that revoked Trump's order that shielded U.S. power grid from Chinese involvement. So go ahead and open our power grid to the Chinese. Thanks, Emperor Biden. Biden also apparently offered $4 billion to Central America. That's according to the Mexican president. Of course, there's no money for you or me. But when it helps progress the Democratic agenda, there is always money to be found to be sent to foreigners. Biden also reversed a Trump rule that cut prices for diabetes medication and EpiPens. He also canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, costing thousands of high-paying union manufacturing American jobs, perhaps to the extent of tens of thousands. I've heard upwards of 70,000, and really infuriating our partners in Canada and Mexico, as well as several states who depend largely on fossil fuels. Tulsi Gabbard again comes to the rescue where Republicans have utterly failed, saying Democratic terrorism bill is, quote, targeting almost half of the country. Again, this should be completely terrifying to anybody with the slightest appreciation of liberty or freedom or the American way. And we now have a domestic terrorism bill, the Patriot Act number two, that is essentially calling all of us terrorists and acting in that way. Another Joe Biden gift to us. He's halting nearly 9 in 10 deportations of illegal aliens. In fact, ICE agents were ordered to free all aliens in custody, quote, release them all immediately. Thanks, Emperor Biden. No need to worry about laws or borders anymore. We have a worldwide global feudal system, and we're all equally peasants in their eyes. Biden signed an executive order to ban the term China virus from being used in the executive offices. So we, of course, out of respect for that, will now be referring to it as the Gates-Fauci virus. The Gates-Fauci virus, bend down, spread your legs. Biden announces sweeping policy changes to combat, quote, climate crisis, admitting that some jobs may need to be sacrificed in the climate push. Yes, your livelihood, your way of life, your long worked for job in the energy sector is just a sacrificial lamb to the god of the weather. And that's what they're telling you that they're going to do. They're also talking about reengaging Iran in the nuclear deal. Of course, the Israelis say that they will attack Iran if Biden dares to do such a thing, to which I say, do it, Biden. Do it. Sign it. Don't let them bully us. Who the hell do they think they are? Biden also tackles environmental racism with an executive order and has gotten back on the war footing, sending more troops into Iraq. And the Taliban now says the U.S. has started bombarding civilians and houses in a violation of their deal. So they're back, folks. Yes, the globalists, the New World Order, they're back. You may start seeing more chemtrails in the sky these days since there's been an absence of them in the last few years. Just one more sign along with the warmongering, the destruction of your livelihood, the elimination of your job, and the coddling and favoring of illegal aliens over it all. Some of his appointments also went through this week. Joe Biden's appointment pick, Lloyd Austin, who vowed to rid the military ranks of racists and extremists. So no thought criminals here, sir. He has been approved by waiving a restriction that would have prevented him from becoming the Secretary of Defense less than 7 years since he left military service. Of course, those few years between him as an active general and being approved as Secretary of Defense, he was a board member at Raytheon, raking in billions of dollars in profit for manufacturing weapons to drop on innocent people in the Middle East. And finally, you can't make this up. Disgraced former FBI agent Peter Stroke's wife, Melissa Hodgman, has been named the acting director of the Division of Enforcement for the SEC. So, yes, folks, the cabal is all-encompassing, rolls on continuously, and will not be punished for their blatant and egregious violations of American liberties in the form of Peter Stroke and those close to him. Truly incredible. Of course, the conservative purge is really the perhaps number one story this week, I think, that we all should be paying attention to, because after all, we were told by people like John Brennan that the military intelligence is, quote, coming for religious extremists, evangelical Christians, pro-life activists, and libertarians. Libertarianism now being essentially the equivalent of being a genocidal radical Muslim terrorist from another country. Oh, what, you like liberty? Oh, what, you like freedom? Oh, what, you read Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Milton Friedman? Prepare to have your door kicked down. Prepare to be sent off to Gitmo. Prepare to be injected with some truth serum so we can find out all about what you've been up to. It's an incredibly terrifying world that we're entering into, and I will continue to break it down on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we continue with our weekly wrap-up here. One of the things that you will notice as we take a bird's-eye view of the previous week is the ongoing marriage between big tech and government. Of course, government has had a hand in the creation of big tech since the very beginning, but now they're pretty openly working together to subvert the will of the American people and censor thoughts that are a threat to the feudal system that they're attempting to establish. Of course, we heard in the last segment that the police state is coming for religious extremists, evangelical Christians, pro-life activists, and libertarians. That is the military intelligence going after those people, which is terrifying because this headline from Ars Technica says, military intelligence buys location data instead of getting warrants, memo shows. You have to understand, the strategy is we can just go to these big tech companies that are now essentially all but a fourth branch of government. And instead of getting warrants, we can simply use, we can bypass, we can get around that by using the terms of service they have to spy on you, get your information. They say location data, which is definitely true, but you have to know they're also providing any sort of messages or interactions that you have as well. So the total spy state that we've been warning about forever is being established as of this week. Meanwhile, a Baptist church has been targeted, that was targeted as a hate group by the SPLC, was bombed in Los Angeles County. So the SPLC calls this Baptist church a hate group, and it is subsequently bombed. You don't see a lot of reporting on that. In fact, headquarters of the Democratic Party in Oregon that was smashed up following Inauguration Day is being blamed on Republicans. That's right. Antifa members attack the Democratic headquarters in Oregon, and they blame Republicans for it. So this is the world that we're entering into, literally 1984-level disinformation and confusion, where leftists attack an organization, that organization condemns Republicans, and the attack is used as a basis for further advancing the agenda of the people who actually did the attack. It's baffling to wrap your head around. Meanwhile, the literal purge is increasing at a rapid clip, with the founder of the pro-Trump walk away campaign charged and arrested in connection with the Capitol insurrection. That's Brandon Straka, the former Democrat who realized he was being screwed over and left that party and invited his fellow Democrats to join him on the conservative side when he found out what great people we are over here. A massive movement, millions of people, very popular, went on CNN, he went on Fox, total mainstream guy. He has now been arrested for supposedly his action with the Capitol protest, which, again, complete terrifying overreach of our civil liberties that is not getting a peep of complaint from Democrats or Republicans who actually have any power. He's not the only one. You also have pro-Trump meme maker Ricky Vaughn indicted for using Twitter to spread, quote, election disinformation in 2016. He's facing 10 years in prison for a meme that jokingly told people that they can avoid the lines at the polls by texting their vote. A obvious joke, but here we are. He is now facing 10 years in prison for that. So again, I can't emphasize this enough. What I do here every day, get up and expose the cabal, expose the New World Order, and expose the globalists, is rapidly becoming illegal. And I, just like Brandon Straka or Ricky Vaughn,
may face arrest for simply speaking about this stuff or making jokes about it. This is the world that we're entering into, and you need to be aware of that. At least 31 officers across the United States have been tied to the storming of the Capitol, including four in L.A. So not only is the military being purged of anybody with sentiments not in line with the globalist cabal, your local police as well will be rooted out and purged of anybody unwilling to transgress the liberties of Americans at the behest of their globalist masters. A watchdog has probed, watchdog probes if DOJ officials tried to overturn the election. That's right. They're not actually investigating whether the election was fraudulent or whether there was vote manipulation that went on. No, they're investigating the people who asked that question. They're investigating whether asking that question is dangerous and what to do about the people that dared question the fact that we have innumerable videos and literally tens of thousands of affidavits signed alleging voter fraud. Don't investigate the voter fraud. Investigate the people asking about the voter fraud. This is our new reality. The St. Louis prosecutor, Gardner, loses a second appeal to try the Missouri couple, who defended their homes with guns. You remember, these two, they became a famous meme standing outside of their home holding guns. So again, the world that we are now entering into, if you attack the government in a government building, they will shut down the entire city. They will flood the street with tens of thousands of soldiers. They will arrest you for merely stepping outside. How dare you threaten us? How dare you get in our way? Meanwhile, if an angry mob comes to your house and you try to defend yourself, they will doggedly and unendingly, unerringly pursue you and attempt to throw you in prison for daring to stand up against the people that are trying to kill you. A stark difference between how they treat the people who are trying to get at them. The DHS has issued a national terrorism advisory, taking a veiled shot at conservative media and Trump supporters. And it's almost worse than I can even phrase it. They say this, quote, "There is currently a heightened threat environment across the United States that is likely to persist over the coming weeks," the DHS bulletin said, before admitting that they do not have any information to indicate a specific credible plot. So not actually any specific credible plot, simply a heightened terror alert level because there are people that are mad at what the government is doing. Again, can you possibly imagine if Trump were to try to do something like this, the outrage that it would inspire? I say that simply to the Trump-hating people out there. Just try to put yourself in our shoes and understand that this is totalitarianism and authoritarianism like we in America have never seen it and will only end up badly. Of course, the censorship of mainstream media and the alternative media is increasing right along with it. Washington Post, whose headline says democracy dies in darkness, writes this headline, "Fox News is a hazard to our democracy. It's time to take them out. Here's how." Google has said they're stopping donations to U.S. congressmen who voted against the election results. So there you go. Google getting involved and saying, if you vote against us, if you vote in a way that we don't like, we will bankrupt you. I think it's a good thing because it illustrates just who's on the side of the cabal and who's not. Twitter launched Birdwatch, a forum to combat misinformation. In other words, crowdsourcing their censorship. And if enough people who don't like you say something about it, they will put a warning on your tweet. Instead of coming from Twitter itself, it is now outsourcing that to the extremists that use its platform. Meanwhile, it was sued for allowing child porn on the platform when the victim of that exploitation complained to Twitter and asked that the exploitative video be taken down. He got a response that said, "We'll not be taking the video down because it doesn't violate our policies." So the child porn stays up and you have to continue to suffer and we'll keep making money off of it. Of course, you can make your own Twitter, but don't expect it to go very far. After Twitter ramped up its censorship a few years ago, the website Gab was invented. That was swiftly removed from the Play Store and the Apple Store. Recently, Parler rose to prominence as a Twitter alternative. That was kicked off of the main platforms and then kicked off of the internet entirely by Amazon.com. And once they've gotten those two scalps, they move on to others with Google lawsuits now calling on Google to drop Telegram from its app store a week after Apple was targeted in the same way. You either submit to their censorship or you will be destroyed. This is the establishment of a technocratic feudalism, the likes of which we've never seen.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines. And then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of
Texas. We continue with this week in review, and we'll go to your calls in the next segment. I accidentally skipped a part earlier, and I want to go back to it before I get into the COVID news. Emperor Biden is not working alone. Big tech has his back, like you can't imagine, with Instagram forcing users to follow the Biden White House account so he doesn't look so unpopular. YouTube deleting a big portion of dislikes from Biden videos, saying that they are spam. More than half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers appear to be fake and were just created in January, according to an analysis. The Washington Post fact-checking team has admitted that they will not bother fact-checking Biden's claims. And of course, after a year of hearing that Amy Coney Barrett, her Catholicism, according to NPR, is, quote, controversial, but may not be a confirmation issue, we've seen the salivating over Biden's Catholic faith with the New York Times saying Biden's Catholic faith an ascendant liberal Christianity. Good for them, not good for you. So the things that Joe Biden is doing wrong, don't expect to hear about it or be able to complain about it, and expect his popularity to be artificially boosted by bots and big tech and big media, all in cooperation in this feudalist system that they are establishing. Now on to COVID. The headline for COVID: COVID is dead. Long live COVID. You'll notice that they're getting rid of all the things that were keeping the economy down, that they were putting in place to prevent Trump from being more popular than he was. All of the things that were keeping the economy down, they're getting rid of to try to boost up Joe Biden's numbers. But all the things that restrict your freedom, not only are they keeping them, they're accelerating them. Governor Newsom of California canceled the regional stay-at-home order. He was asked about this, and he said it was not at all arbitrary. No, of course not. The stay-at-home order was initially issued. We know it wasn't arbitrary. It was based on a very simple metric. It was the hospitalizations, and they wanted to keep the ICUs clear. Now, they issued this when the hospitalizations were at 2,500, and then they lifted the order when the hospitalizations were at 6,700. So almost double as many people, seemingly a nonsensical reason to do the things they're doing. I think that's evidence that it is arbitrary, in fact. Cuomo also follows Newsom in easing COVID restrictions after the Biden inauguration. Michigan as well announced the reopening of restaurants and bars 2 days after Biden's inauguration. And of course, Chicago as well, lifting those restrictions. And right on cue, the WHO admits that high cycle PCR tests produce COVID false positives. They're admitting that there probably aren't nearly as many COVID cases as we have been led to believe. So expect the COVID pandemic to decrease rapidly in the coming days. The WHO has also admitted that the Moderna and Pfizer coronavirus vaccine should not be given to pregnant women. That's after over a month of administering those vaccines without that warning. In fact, telling pregnant women that it's perfectly safe to take. What a stunning reversal that is. Cuomo administration also was caught underreporting COVID deaths in nursing homes that resulted as a consequence of their order by tens of thousands, potentially 12,000 deaths covered up to protect the political legacy of Andrew Cuomo. Of course, you can't talk about this. YouTube censors over 500,000 videos to protect globalist COVID-19 hysteria narrative. That's over 500,000 videos deleted by YouTube for countering their dictates about the virus. And yet, Facebook and American Journal of Medicine now admit that their stand on hydroxychloroquine was wrong. Yeah, that's right. It actually does work against COVID-19. And where previously they would kick you off for saying that, they're now admitting, oh, wait, you were right. Senator Ron Johnson on Twitter says this: social media censorship just ratcheted up to a new level. Google's YouTube removed two videos of doctors testifying under oath at my U.S. Senate hearing on early treatment of COVID. So just because it can be presented to the Senate under oath doesn't mean it can go on the Internet, not if the globalist controllers have anything to say about it. Digital ID is now coming in with articles saying no more pushes and pushbacks. The digital ID solves the privacy dilemma. Conservative MPs in the UK are calling for GPS tracking of their citizens to ensure COVID compliance. Experts in America are now saying you should wear 3 masks. And then a doctor tells NBC that actually it should be 4 masks. I'll wear 4 masks as long as I don't have to submit myself to what China is suggesting now. China expands anal swab coronavirus test, saying it's more accurate than the throat method. So there you go. Wear the mask or bend over and spread your legs. The choice is yours. Welcome to your new existence. The Biden administration is actively looking at mandating COVID-19 testing for domestic air travel. And Tony Blair says it's inevitable that the global vaccine passports should be implemented by now. And perhaps the most absurd story of the entire week, an article is written from American Pediatrics that says breastfeeding isn't natural and it makes moms anti-vaxxers. The point of this is that they're trying to tell you that the word natural should not be considered good. Natural, not good. That's what the American Association of Pediatrics is telling you. COVID had a lot to do with the economy, and now the report is out that nearly 8 million Americans have fallen into poverty since the summer, while U.S. billionaires have received $1.1 trillion windfall in the coronavirus pandemic. So pretty much all of the money that has been siphoned out of the American poor has gone directly into the coffers of the richest of the rich. By the way, deaths in the 80-plus population since the vaccine rollout in England has absolutely skyrocketed, a lot more deaths in the 80-plus population. But the good news is the government saves $600 million on state pension payments as COVID deaths surge. So there you go. If you need a reason why the old people need to die, well, it's saving you a little bit of money. There it is. Billionaires gained $3.9 trillion, this person says, and workers lost $3.7 trillion. That might just be a coincidence. Also, in cooperation with this is a massive one-year rise in homicides that collided with the pandemic in 2020, with many large cities in America seeing a doubling, in many cases, of their murder rate or violent crime rate. Absolutely incredible. Of course, maybe the biggest story of the entire week was the GameStop Robinhood short squeeze that has caused Wall Street to lose tens of billions of dollars and at least one hedge investment firm to shut down. The response to this has been totalitarian in nature. Reddit shutting down the Wall Street's Bet subgroup. Google deleting over 100,000 negative reviews of the Robinhood app after they stopped trading. Apple as well appearing to protect Robinhood app from new reviews that may be negative. So they'll bankrupt you. You can't fight back or complain about it. Facebook also taking down popular Wall Street discussion groups and Discord banning the Wall Street Bets server. This is what happens when the financial technocratic feudal overlords get under threat. They cooperate with each other. Texas has introduced a bill that will allow presidents to vote on whether they secede from the United States. That's at least a little bit of good news. And also revealed this week, I love the way CNBC puts it, Apollo Global CEO Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein $158 million, will retire. I think I'm going to retire now. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and retire. That's the headline from CNBC. Apollo Global CEO Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein $158 million, and he's going to retire. He's going to go ahead and retire. Don't worry about that. Ghislaine Maxwell, meanwhile, tried to get her charges dropped by claiming that the jury was too white. Well, the jury's too white. You're not allowed to punish pedophiles if you're white. How dare you even attempt that? Meanwhile, a U.S. carrier group has entered the South China Sea amid Taiwan tensions. China now claims that the coronavirus pandemic actually started in a U.S. lab. Major Chinese cities are planning a large-scale test of the digital yuan in 2021. China attempted to intrude on India, and there was a skirmish there with at least 20 PLA soldiers being injured. Germany also sending a naval frigate to Japan to keep an eye on China to sail into South China Sea. And in response, China has sharpened its language, warning that Taiwan independence will mean war. And finally, we end with our meme of the week. I hate to say it, but it probably was the most popular meme of the week. It's Bernie Sanders' mittens. Yes, he's sitting there on the inauguration with his mittens, and this has gone around. People have edited a lot. I don't particularly think it's funny, but I did want to make it the meme of the week because of this headline. Bernie Sanders' mitten maker blames high taxes for ruining her small business. She says independent crafters really get taken for a ride by the federal government. So there you go. The person that made the mittens that Bernie Sanders is wearing had her business shut down by the high taxes that Bernie Sanders constantly tries to push on the American people. That's your week in review for this absurd and tyrannical world that we're entering into. This week in review and everything that we do here at the American Journal and elsewhere on InfoWars is brought to you by the InfoWars store. Go there now, make a purchase, and help fight back against this rising tide of authoritarianism, anti-humanism that we see.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day.
It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared, and it starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, in the next segment, we'll be welcoming Leo Zagami to the program. He will be with us for the whole hour to take your questions and field your phone calls. And that's what I'm going to do now. I'm sorry I took a little longer than I meant to on the week in review. A lot of totalitarian, authoritarian bullcrap to get through. So we have to give it its due, but I'll correct that now by going directly out to the phone lines. Steve in Arizona says we have a corpse president. Yeah, the vampires are in the house. Steve, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Good. Yeah, I like the show, but I also like David Knight's show. I sure miss him.
I do too, my friend.
Yeah, I want to talk about the corpse they put in, just a little bit of it. But it looks like the Obama's third term's in to me. What I see, all the people coming in, looks like the exactly same ones. You know, Hillary's probably right on the right hand of them, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm seeing exact, just like he's probably right there in the wings. I'm sure he is. So.
Well, it's the permanent deep state that was in charge when Obama was there, and of course would have been in charge if Hillary was there. And then we got a brief respite from them with their at least a little bit preoccupied when Trump was in office.
And now that they have successfully, forcefully removed him, Joe Biden is back to, yeah, being the figurehead of a really unelected deep state cabal that's back to making the moves. Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve.
Yeah, me and my wife go around about Trump. You know, sometimes I think Trump's doing good, and then sometimes bad. My wife always thinks he's doing good, you know. But I think Trump got in. He did a whole bunch of things, but he's did the 5G, went the vaccines. He went on warp speed, the red flag gun laws, you know, a lot of things. If it would have been a Democrat, those things wouldn't have went fast. You know, we would have. But now that he's gone, they're taking everything away because he did almost everything with executive orders.
Yeah.
You know, but he couldn't do anything about the executive order or whatever it was, the memorandum about the, you know, the illegals here, the DACAs or whatever you want to call them, you know. Couldn't touch that because Obama put it in, you know.
Yeah. It's a rigged system, Steve. It's a rigged system. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to try to get in as many phone calls as possible. So I'm going to move on to Joe in Canada. Okay. Thanks for the call, Steve. Joe in Canada, you are on the air, sir.
Yep, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I just wanted to quickly say that love the show. I've listened to you for a while. I called in the spring when COVID was first happening and talked to you. But
a world away, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a story here that the media doesn't want to cover, and it's pretty amazing. You guys actually did. So Rod Phillips in Ontario was the finance minister.
Yeah.
And he ended up losing his job because he was part of the cabinet that was disallowing small business from operating while he was traveling internationally. And what no one really focused on is the fact that he was the finance minister and he was shutting down small business, and where he was traveling to during a we have a global travel advisory in Canada, so you're not supposed to travel anywhere. The guy went to Switzerland. And then he went to St. Bart's, which are two of the top offshore banking destinations, two of the top five offshore banking destinations. So while small businesses are going bankrupt, he's out there trying to lower his tax footprint. And then the premier of Ontario is building a massive mansion in a little town where I guess I'm from. And it's disgusting to see these guys that are getting filthy rich while they're shutting down small business. And the media won't touch the stories. Like, I can't believe they didn't look further into the fact that Rod Phillips was going to offshore banking destinations. Like, who would do that during a pandemic? And then you've got the premier who is making $350,000 a year telling small businesses they can't operate. And while he's doing that, telling people to tighten their belts. And, you know, we're all in this together. The guy's building a massive mansion when they already have a brand new cottage that is bigger than most people's houses. It's absolutely disgusting.
Incredible.
And I hope you guys keep an eye on Canada, because we're like the test case for the U.S. Whatever they do here first comes to you.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are in the mud thicker than we are. But Rod Phillip at least had to resign because of this. So there has been some consequence to this. I mean, I don't know who hasn't taken a quick little vacation that stopped at the Caribbean and then Switzerland. I mean, it's really amazing that those are the two places that he goes.
Well, not just the Caribbean, not just the Caribbean, St. Bart's, like those two destinations. Like, it doesn't take very much digging to look at those two destinations and realize those are not normal destinations for someone to travel to, and not when you're making the amount of money he is. So I'm wondering, like, what are these guys making on the backside?
Right.
Because they have an inside track on vaccines and everything else. So what are they betting on and making money on the outside? Well, they're crushing everyone else. They know when the shutdowns are going to be lifted, and they know what vaccines, what pharmaceuticals are going to come in, and they're making tons of money while they're just killing us. And it's
right.
The media, of course, they're all in on it because they're all buddies.
Yeah, regardless of the inside information, these are the guys that hold the stocks in places like Amazon and the big box stores, you know, Walmart, and the things that are thriving in this environment while it's their policies that are shutting down the small businesses. And I love, you know, it's like, it's almost like there's so much evidence. Again, I just think of everything that goes on as like, what if this was a murder trial? What evidence do we have? I mean, going to St. Bart's and Switzerland is like somebody going, you can't prove that I murdered him. It's like, yeah, but the day before you went to a hardware store and you bought zip ties, like a mask, gloves, and a saw and a hatchet, and all these objects were found. It's like, yeah, we can connect the dots. We know why you're going to the places that you're going and doing the things you're doing, and it's not good, right? Thanks so much for the call, Joe. Let's go now to Steven in Florida, who asks, are we willing to risk everything to stop the takeover? I know I am, Steve. I'm just looking for the opportunity to put it into action. You're on the air, Steven. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. I wanted to say this. You know, I posted this on brightchan.social yesterday. It's Mike Adams' social mm-hmm. networking site, and I really highly recommend people get off Facebook and Twitter because you're supporting tyranny by being on there. But I posted an article that Dave Hodges had, and it was titled "The Left Keeps Accusing Conservatives of the Big Lie," a term invented by Hitler as he prepared to persecute German Jews. Now, what I posted is that the most effective weapon that would-be tyrants use to accomplish their aim of total control is spreading deception by psychological manipulation to appear as friends of the people in order to gain their confidence and make their agenda look grassroots. They utilize informational and kinetic false flags to make the innocent look guilty. This is what Hitler mastered, and it enabled him to carry out the Holocaust. Even so, this is what we now see taking place because these people in control that are control freaks are using the exact same playbook. So this is what the founding fathers of America were up against. You know, it wasn't to the extent that we're now facing now. There was no, you know, big tech and all that, but still they understood about tyranny and how it operates. So here's what I want to put out there. We celebrate the 4th of July. You know, we talk about our founding fathers and everything. And when you look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence, as I have, a lot of these people were assassinated by the King of England, or they died penniless. They lost their farms. They lost all their property. Their families were attacked. But there's a saying about them I know you've heard, and this is right along the lines of Patrick Henry's speech that you read a couple weeks ago. They sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. And, you know, it was, I think, Benjamin Franklin, who, when a woman came to him after they came up with the Constitution, asked, "What have you given us, sir?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." So the question I have is, you say that you're a patriot, and I'm saying you people in general, not just you, Harrison, but people in general that call yourselves a patriot. I've brought up before about the difference between a sunshine patriot. Oh, everything's, as long as the weather's fair and it's to my liking, I'm on board, versus a winter soldier when things get really rough. And, you know, Biden's talked about the dark winter, and you look what's happening now. They're pulling out all the stops, okay? It's looking really scary with what these people are doing. This is communism on steroids. They want to burn this down. So my question is, are you willing to do what it takes to stand up against this tyranny? Are you willing to risk everything, or do you have a mentality that, well, it's like Mike Adams has been saying, you know, 80 million people voted for Trump, but it's really 1 million that were his real supporters, because 79 million had the mentality, okay, I voted, I did my duty, now I can go back to my channel changer and my beer and my recreation. But you know what? The enemy, they have been organized. And they have been unceasing in their agenda.
Yeah, just to put a fine point, you know, John Hancock signed his name so big because he said, "I want the King of England to be able to read it across the room," because they knew that if they failed, it was death for all of them.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, they've introduced H.R. 1, the Democrats have, to allow the federal government to run elections. Now, they said the federal government had no right to oversee the last election, but now they're claiming the states have no right with any oversight. The truth is, the states have most of the oversight, but in emergencies, the federal government can then kick in, Congress can then kick in. But that's not where they're stopping. Oh, no, that's just the beginning. Biden has set up a commission to pack the Supreme Court, and it gets better. All other judgeships. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, all other judgeships.
So you're telling us you're going to study this issue about whether to pack the court?
No, whether there's a number of alternatives that are go well beyond packing.
This is a live ball.
Oh, it is a live ball. No, it is a live ball. We're going to have to do that. And you're going to find there's a lot of conservative constitutional scholars are saying it as well. The last thing we need to do is turn the Supreme Court into just a political football. Whoever has the most votes gets whatever they want. Presidents come and go. Supreme Court justices stay for generations.
And so they may open the court to 25, 30 justices, 50 justices, just like Venezuela, and put all their people in. And then for 30, 40 years, basically, you can't ever change things. So this is a globalist dictatorship being set up right now. And it's all run out of the UN. It's all run by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. And this is how they've taken over other countries. So I just hope you'll visit InfoWars.com and see the article for yourself and realize how much trouble we're in. They did steal the election. Now they're trying to cement that. Remember, Trump had to have the federal government have oversight. They said, oh, the feds can't be involved in the election. It's all the states. But then they also went and tried to block the states looking at it. The truth is, in a federalist system, the power is split between the federal government and the state government. But when it comes to elections, it's very clear most of the power resides with the states. And now there's major reform going on at the state levels right now as they're going in and looking at the fraud and how they had these consent orders with governors, the Democratic Party, to accept the mail-in ballots with no evidence, which was law outside of law. Law is made in the legislature, and then the courts look and see the law is constitutional. That's the judiciary, and the executive executes, whether it's a president or a governor. So this is a real revolution against our system happening, and I hope the states will organize. I hope people across the board will organize and say no to it and say no to the mask and the lockdowns and all of it like Senator Rand Paul is now saying we should do. It's time for civil disobedience. I don't want a violent revolution. I don't think that's the answer. I disagree with some of the accelerationists out there that want that. But I also understand their frustration because this is real tyranny, and it's a medical tyranny with deadly mRNA gene therapy vaccines coming at us and our families. So, again, I just want to thank you all for watching, and I want you to realize that there's not many outlets left that can even speak. We're under total censorship for this takeover. So please, while InfoWars is still on the air, share the videos from Band on Video however you can and tell folks, hey, here's the forbidden information you're not supposed to see. So it's official. The Democratic Party to federalize elections under their control.
because they would never want Republicans to have that, and I wouldn't want them to have that either. But see, they're planning one-party rule and to pack the courts and to open the borders and to arrest their political opposition and to take your guns and to brainwash your kids and to teach them when they're five that they're a different sex. I mean, this is just a total power grab cult takeover. It's just incredible. We're inside of it. World government, new world order out in the open. But thank God InfoWars is still in the air thanks to you, so I really thank you all. Again, God bless and good luck.
That is Alex Jones, his video, Democrats Plan for Centuries-Long Rule Exposed. You can share that at band.video. This is The American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith, and I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Leo Zagami, live from California via Italy. Thanks so much for coming on, Leo. It's been a while. It's good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you and, of course, to be your guest.
Well, we're going to get into a lot of stuff, including the Pope, as normal, what shenanigans he and the Vatican are up to, especially
I actually have some breaking news for you about the Pope. It's very interesting, just coming in these last few minutes.
Okay, well, stay tuned, folks. Breaking news about the Pope will bring you on the other side. His connection to Joe Biden, the Catholic influence there, as well as something happening that you may have noticed if you're watching Joe Biden sign executive orders. Maybe something over his shoulder that you might want to bring your attention to. Leo Zagami breaks it down. He's an Illuminati insider, an amazing author. You can buy his books or visit his website, leozagami.com, and we will be taking your calls throughout the hour. You ready to take some calls, Leo? Let's do it. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith, and I'm joined live this hour with Leo Zagami. He, of course, is an Illuminati, former Illuminati insider who's sort of blown the lid off of a lot of their secrets. You can find his website, leozagami.com, where you can order some of his incredible books that lay down in detail what's going on behind the scenes. And that's what I love about you, Leo, is that you bring a perspective that's so different than anybody else. We sort of have a divide that's like the mainstream or the alternative. And then here Leo comes with this like third angle that nobody else has even considered, because you have the in-depth knowledge of the stuff that's lurking under the surface and going on where we can't quite see it. So I'm very excited to have you on and have you answer some questions. But for this first segment, I want to stick to what is important to you right now. What do you see going on in the world that you want to bring attention to right now, Leo?
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we had a great 4th of July once that I would like to remember, me and you.
I will remember that for my entire life. That was it was about 4 hours. We were supposed to do a video. I guess we did eventually, but for about at least 2 hours, I was just sitting there getting my mind blown, just having the world, you know, the structure I thought the world was in just totally eradicated and replaced with what you exposed me, which is these insane machinations going on
Absolutely.
Under the surface.
And what I'm about to tell you is a very important part of this insane machination, because they are studying a way to bring the Pope to the holy city of Shiite Muslims to sign the Masonic document for the one world religion. So on the 6th of March of this year in Najaf, they're planning to bring the Pope there so he can talk with the Shiite Ayatollah Ali Sistani. Now, this is unprecedented, but we know that in the last few years, couple of years especially, they have brought together already the Sunni Islam within this one world religion package. And that has never stopped. They have been continuously talking about it, even during the pandemic. It's been one of the things the Pope is more interested in. And now, even if he's sick, because he has taken the vaccine, he kind of refused to not take it because his personal doctor suddenly died of COVID on the 9th of January, and immediately he asked to be vaccinated, even against the advice of his own doctors, because his personal doctor died suddenly, and it was a shock for him. But he was advised not to take the vaccine because he has this sciatica, this very very bad sickness that is also very painful, and that already they wanted to use as an excuse for his eventual resignation once Ratzinger, of course, is dead. But Ratzinger is not dead. Ratzinger apparently took now both of his shots and is still alive and kicking. We don't know how the Pope now is doing in the last few days, but as I said, they are trying to at least convince him to go to the city of Najaf, because this is very important for their one world religion project. Now, he's not going to Iraq instead because of the Christians that have been persecuted in the Middle East. That would be a little bit more logic, no?
Right.
Because you are the Pope and you want to preserve the life of your fellow Christians. No, he's interested in the Ayatollah signing this document. And he's not even sure that the Ayatollah will agree to sign this document. But apparently this visit will also be very important. It's a visit that will take place between the 5th and the 8th of March. Because, as you know, Iran is also dealing again with a new administration, with Joe Biden. And like you said just before we went into the break, there is this union of intents. Actually, there is a control that is exercised by the Jesuits on the second Catholic president in American history.
Right, right. And that's obviously a big part of Joe Biden's personality, I guess, or public persona, is his Catholicism. And I wanted to bring you on last month as well. I've been waiting so long to ask you about this, but this is from last month. Pope Francis partners with corporate titans to make capitalism more fair and inclusive.
Yeah.
And this was an initiative brought forward by Linda Rothschild. So you have the Rothschilds and the Pope joining something, and now you have the Pope going
Not only the Rothschilds, also the Rockefellers and the whole band was there.
Mark Benioff of Salesforce, yeah.
I mean, all the people that we have basically seen controlling the finances of this planet, and the hedge funds that the Reddit guys have gone after, well, the Pope loves them. The Pope supports them. And actually, in the early days of the month of December, he even organized with his own economic experts a sort of Davos online for the young economists that could be extracted to his own version of the Great Reset, which is the same as Davos. I mean,
right.
He has done a mini Davos just to reflect what's happening in Davos. And we know that the Great Reset is also in the mind of Pope Francis. So there is two things here that Pope Francis is working really constantly towards. And we noticed that also from his encyclical, because he has done an encyclical called Fratelli Tutti, All Brothers, which gives it really out. I mean, Freemasons are known as brothers.
Right.
And then you call your encyclical All Brothers, and it's obvious that it's a Masonic plan behind Pope Francis, who is himself a Freemason aside from being a Jesuit. Though we have different parts, two different sides of Freemasonry that have been fighting for decades, now we can say with the great I'm pretty sure that nowadays we are a minority, the Christians who really want to preserve some values within Freemasonry. Freemasonry seems to be lost, unfortunately, more and more within this progressive communist takeover of the world led by China. And China has their own form of Freemasonry, which is also very interesting, Harrison. We have never talked about it, but maybe we could give it a few words, because one of their stronger bases is in San Francisco. And they are connected with the Democratic Party.
And I'm not surprised, but before we move on to China, I just want to sort of put a bow on this the Pope going to the Middle East, because how does that tie in to what we're talking about?
Well, I mean, I just mentioned China because China and the Jesuits are one thing. They've been dealing together for almost 500 years. So the plan is always the same, is the Jesuit takeover of the world spiritually with the help, of course, of the Sabbatean Frankists, which are those people you just mentioned, Reed the Rothschild. And those people are part of the Jewish heresy known as the Sabbatean Frankists. Now, the Sabbatean Frankists are an heresy within the Jewish world, which is pushing all these negative aspects, all these sins, the sexual magic, all these perverted things on the world, because they want to accelerate towards the end times. And they think that by being sinful, they will reach that goal sooner rather than later.
So And the ultimate goal is to bring sort of the three Abrahamic religions under, or really all religions under one single umbrella, with sort of the New World Order at the top, eliminating those three religions by forming them into one. And does that have to do with what's happening on March 6th?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's and it's very important, really, for your viewers to know that now the Pope doesn't only want to unify with Sunni Islam, which he already did with the great Imam of Al-Azhar. You remember, we talked about it, of course, he's one of the most important figures in the Sunni world. Now he wants to embrace the Shiite world. Now that President Donald J. Trump is out of the way and they can deal again with Iran, and so with the headquarters of what is the Shiite world, because Iran is dominant in the Shiite world, they want to bring together this one world religion, and Chrislam will definitely become a reality if the Pope manages to go to Najaf.
Wow, incredible stuff. March 6th, we can look forward to that. I don't know if look forward is the right word, but more with Leo Sgami on the other side.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which of course the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20. Thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com. My guest is Leo Zagami. You can find his website, leozagami.com, or you can find him on Gab at Real Leo Zagami. I suggest you get his books because they are chock full of very pertinent information that unfortunately is becoming more and more pertinent as we see these nefarious plans actually being rolled out across the world. And we're doing something new here on American Journal, new for InfoWars. Instead of bringing somebody like Leo on for a segment or two to say his piece and then bidding him adieu, what we're doing is he's staying on for the whole hour, and we're going to take your calls so you have a chance to ask him questions or make a comment and have Leo respond. So we're going to go out to your phone calls now, but I do ask you just keep it as short as possible because we want to give most time available to Leo to respond to whatever you're saying. So just try to keep that in mind, ask your question, and then we'll get Leo's response to it, and I look forward to your cooperation in this. It worked really well last time we did. We did it with Tom Pappert on Monday, and it worked great, and I'm looking for that again. So I want to go to Peyton in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling in, Peyton. You have a question about the factions of the New World Order. You are on the air with Leo Zagami.
Yeah, so I was just wondering exactly how it works, because I've seen a lot of things about like the Jesuits and the Illuminati and just different factions of it. So I'm wondering if, and also how they work with like world governments. So I'm wondering, are they all like in cohorts together? Are there separate factions that are working against each other? Or how does that work exactly?
Well, that is a very good question, Peyton. And I think to get the full answer, you're going to have to buy one of Leo's books. But maybe, Leo, you can give us a short answer to it.
Yeah, a synthetic answer. Okay, we can say that, of course, they work together. And the predominant factions working together are, like I just mentioned earlier, the Jesuits and the Sabbatean Frankists. The Sabbatean Frankist heresy within the Jewish world was born with Sabbatai Zevi in 1666 when he declared himself he was Muslim. And in reality, he kept on with this heresy. And then it was picked up by Jacob Frank, who was then recruited by the Jesuits. Jacob Frank said he was the incarnation of Sabbatai Zevi, who said he was the Messiah of the Jews. So this Sabbatean Frankists became like the allies of the Jews within the Jewish world, and they corrupted the Jewish world in a way, and this instigated then the birth of Zionists. That is not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a bad thing, of course, the Sabbatean Frankist element, which is heretical towards real Judaism. So they are the ones behind the labor Zionism, the socialism that these days, unfortunately, we find in Israel and in parts of the Jewish society. At the same time, the Jesuits have become the heretics of the Catholic world, pushing for a leftist agenda, especially since the early 80s. They managed initially being stopped by John Paul II, who actually forced into resignation the Black Pope, because that's how he's known, the general of the Jesuits of back then. But then they gradually took over the show, and then in the end they placed their own Pope, Pope Francis, in 2013. And so at this point they are completely in charge of the Catholic Church, and this is unprecedented because it's the first time that a member of the Company of Jesus becomes a member of the Petrine ministry. So this is synthetically what we have. The Academy of the Illuminati is an actual institution that has a grandmaster called Giuliano Di Bernardo. They are close to the Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin, and they are very much close to both the Opus Dei and the Jesuits. And so the Illuminati work really hand in hand with this New World Order plan that spans in every continent. They are linked also to Russia. Russia is very important for the Jesuits, because when they were persecuted within the Catholic Church, you see, the Jesuits, they're not new to conspiring against governments. And in 1771, due to the unprecedented pressure that some governments and some kings and queens made basically the Vatican kick out, they forced the Vatican to kick out the Jesuits for a period. And they, instead of dissolving the order, they went to Russia, and they managed to be protected for a few decades by the Empress of Russia, even if she was Orthodox. So that's pretty weird, in exchange of nominating a Russian Black Pope, a Russian general of the Jesuits, which was also unprecedented. And then once the Napoleonic period ended, 1815, the Jesuits were back into the Vatican, and after a couple of centuries, like I said, they took over the show. So they have their own Pope, they have control over the Vatican Bank, over the Vatican communications, and they are pushing for this progressive agenda, which was molded together during the Second Vatican Council. So the New World Order is also a series of secret societies that we commonly refer as Illuminati, but they have different names. Now, the Skull and Bones, for example, is an agent of the New World Order, but also this New World Order is of Jesuit imprint. And we have seen how John Kerry immediately is working for them, and will be probably sent very soon also to China, which is very important for them to gain back this connection with China, which was established earlier on in the 70s by Nixon and Kissinger, and then by George Bush and Barbara Bush, who went to Beijing for a period of time before coming back, and he himself becoming the head of the CIA and later the president. Right. So the Skull and Bones has a very old history with China, because the Yale University has taken a lot of money to establish itself from the opium trade. The actual temple of the Skull and Bones was completely financed with the money from the opium trade. Right. And the opium trade was, of course, done with China. So then you have the relation with the Chinese Illuminati, and the Chinese Illuminati are the Hongmen. They are known as also as Tiandui, and they are completely different, and they have nothing in the sense of traditions, of teachings, to do with the Western Freemasons.
Yeah, it's more about control, and sort of, obviously, the symbol, when you think of Illuminati, you think of the pyramid with the eye on top, and that's sort of the perfect example, isn't it? You have a very small number of people that know what's going on, and they're in control, but the way they control so many people is not by letting them into the club, but by sort of diffusing it to greater and greater people below them, right?
Because that eye originally was a positive symbol of Christianity, of God. You can actually find it in some very old churches, also in the Orthodox world. But the fact of placing it on top of that pyramid in that way, that's different. That is symbolic of the fact that these craftsmen of this New World Order are taking their orders from They claim from God, but the problem is that Freemasonry has been taken over as well as by the Illuminati, and the Illuminati themselves, actually, they didn't last long. As an order of the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt founded this system, but it didn't last long because the Christian Masons immediately, when they discovered this plan of the Illuminati, went and persecuted them.
Right.
So, but they were able to resurface in many different clubs, shapes, and forms.
Speaking of resurfacing, the fact that John Kerry's back in the news, the Skull and Bones member, just blows my mind. Yeah, they're coming back, folks. Hopefully that answers your question, Peyton. More on the other side.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better.
Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars, even making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. My guest, Leo Zagami, can be found at leozagami.com, where you can, of course, purchase his books that are just a wealth of information, but also he's constantly coming out with really incredible articles that lay out what's going on behind the scenes all over the world. And we're getting some very good questions on the board. In fact, we have John from the Virgin Islands and Justin in Minnesota sort of have the same question for you. So we're going to bring on Justin. Thanks so much for calling in, Justin. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Leo Zagami.
Hey, how are you guys? Thank you for taking my call. My question, Leo and Harrison, I've been a big, long-time InfoWars watcher, and I just believe your guys' message. And I think how... Can you give me advice on how to talk to my friends? And I know people who have already gotten the vaccine, and I know this isn't going to get dangerous come summertime, is what I believe for the people who have already taken the vaccine. So how is a different way I can talk to people in my community about not getting the vaccine and essentially saving themselves? Because we all know this pandemic is completely fake.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Vaccine, very dangerous. Thank you so much for the question, Justin. I'll toss that to Leo. And just in a broader sense, how can we talk to our friends and neighbors now that things are getting so dangerous with the vaccine or with the purges or anything? How do we talk to people and try to convince them?
Well, you have to simply show them the data that is continuously coming in every day regarding the side effects, the negative effects of these vaccines. I have personally spoke with somebody who, because of his job, was forced into taking this vaccine, and after the second shot, they started to feel sick. There is, fortunately, some solutions that one can give to those people who maybe are doctors or nurses and are forced into taking these vaccines. They can take wormwood, Artemisia annua, which is actually a cure that is given in Africa, and is even the WHO talks about it as a possible solution for the COVID-19 pandemic, but they don't really mention that here in the civilized world. Right. It's a plant. It's a plant. You can get a few drops. It's very easy. You just put it into water, and immediately in 2 hours, you can get healed. And if you had to take the vaccine, it will definitely bring you some positive effects. And this has been tested by people I know. So, I mean, I'm not just telling you things out of thin air. My father was a doctor. I'm not a doctor myself, but I have been brought up into a culture of trying to help people when it comes down to these issues. So regarding the talking them out of taking it, if they're not forced, they might take it because of the advantages that the system will give. Now, it depends from the psychology of people, you know. If they want to go and have fun and go to back to the stadiums or to the concerts, and they don't care about the consequences of taking the vaccine, it's going to be very difficult to convince them. If they are superficial in their approach to life. If they have instead a religious approach, well, then you can tell them it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea because it's going to inevitably bring you in a system that yearly is going to vaccinate you again and again, and is going to then microchip you and insert you the mark of the beast. The fact that we have a new strain now that 1 year, exactly 1 year later, is landing here in the United States of America, the South African strain, which we know already that the vaccine is only probably 50% effective, if not even, means that in a year from now, we will be in exactly the same situation.
Right.
And that means never-ending lockdowns that are planned for us by this system. My advice is to tell people to stay away, of course, from the vaccines because they go and influence the RNA and so the DNA. And once you influence the DNA, that means a change in your actual physical system that is unprecedented also for vaccine makers. Vaccines were made out of a low-density sickness that was injected so your body can learn how to behave with it, and then, of course, it becomes your immunization. With this new kind of vaccines, they know exactly that this is not what we used to have before, because we are going into the modification of the DNA, which basically serves the system for other needs, which is basically to identify us, to modify us as human beings, and making us more and more slaves of a system with no soul and no heart. Because, of course, then this goes hand in hand with what we have talked earlier, the one world religion, the coming Antichrist. You see, the fact of locking up people for the next 10 years and until they eventually implement fully their Great Reset, is not only a geopolitical or economic thing. It's connected to a religious thing.
Right.
Because they believe they are supporting the coming Messiah, when in reality they're supporting the Antichrist.
Right.
And some of them fear the arrival of this Messiah that inevitably will bring a clash that we know it's prophesied and that is inevitable, even for us as Christians. We know, of course, that these are very hard times we are living in. When the World Economic Forum is telling us that we have to give up our own private property, this is, of course, unprecedented. When they are saying to us that we will not be able to circulate without a sanitary passport and without doing the vaccine, this is unprecedented. But they want us locked in our houses here because they want us becoming slaves of virtual reality. They want us to become more and more slaves of this big tech companies. The chief technology officer of Facebook has just released, Michael Schoffer, the fact that they have devised something that can actually detect our neural signal and interpret them. So basically, they can now read our minds. That means that they will come after us even more, because now we can at least hide within our brain.
Right.
But then we will not have this possibility any longer. So Schoffer revelations are the latest thing that should really make us worry. And this project, of course, is endorsed by Facebook, but is also endorsed by other companies. That we have Elon Musk, who wants to create the computer brain interface.
Right.
This transhumanist, this move towards transhumanism, it's all part of this Antichrist spirit on Earth that will manifest also in a living person. But we know that when that happens, dear Christians, we all know that, then we should rejoice, because we know that the Messiah is around the corner ready to, and sorry if I say that, kick his ass. So, I mean, you know, I think that we are living definitely in unprecedented times, Harrison, and So I'm glad that we can answer our viewers today and give them some advice, because first of all, we need faith. So and the person who has actually made this question regarding how to convince people, well, the first thing is to actually bring them close to God again. Because if you bring them close to God again and make them realize that even the one word I just cited is in the Bible present, they even talk about it, then you know that God is the solution, not science.
Right.
You see, the problem with the Catholic Church of today is that after the takeover of the Jesuits, they are putting science in front of God. The churches have been closed, and we don't have anymore the opportunity of interceding with God. That's why they want us locked in our houses. They don't want us to go to churches, to mosques, to synagogues, anywhere close to God.
Absolutely.
They want us to perish with our demons.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out, because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history, I've interviewed all the experts, I have looked at every facet of this, and now, the only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now, use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm, storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now, we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. Well, the same thing's been happening to our troops, and thousands and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal and state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. My name is Harrison Smith. American Journal is the show. Leo Zagami is my guest, and we've been answering your questions. The questions have been great, very insightful. The answers have been very illuminating, if I can use that word. We're becoming the Illuminati here. Of course, we are brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. If there's one thing I know about Leo Zagami, it's rare to find him without a bottle of Brain Force at his side. I know you had a bag full of it when you were here last. Is that still your product of choice, Leo, from the InfoWars store?
Definitely. It's a great product. There is so many great products. I mean, that you can take from the InfoWars stores that can make your life better. And they're natural products, the products that definitely don't use all those chemicals, and they bring you natural energy. So I suggest people to go to the InfoWars stores also for my books. I mean, you find also my books there. So,
oh yeah,
I
mean, of course.
It's a win-win situation when you go into the InfoWars store. But the Brain Force, the Brain Force, you have to moderate the consumption though.
Yes. Some people more than others. You don't want your brain working too much, too hard sometimes. But yes, it's the mind.
Some publicity there about mixing it with coffee and having I guess that wasn't such a great idea. I mean,
oh yeah, a little too much energy then. But yeah, it's all about the mind, the body, and the spirit, bringing it all together in perfect order so we can fight the globalists that are attempting to rip it all apart. Let's go back to the phone calls now. We have John in the Virgin Islands who asks, well, I'll let him ask the question. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air with Leo Zagami.
Hey guys, good to be on. I want to let you know I really appreciate you both, especially for one key reason. And that, you know, in this day and age when we have big tech disguising policy to bully and deplatform conservatives and patriots and free speech into oblivion by conjuring up and weaponizing artificial community guidelines. And here it is, you two gentlemen allow people to complete a thought, a question. Harrison, you're great at it without interrupting somebody every 10 seconds. Leo, you are the most comprehensive thinker I think that I've ever seen when it comes to like a global and revelations, book of revelations perspective on what's going on. So here's what I want to say. First, a quick announcement. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, I believe it is, announced that Joe Biden is in hiding. Did you hear that?
I did not. I'll check that out. I'll look at that okay. Right now.
It's all over Gab. And Leo, if you're not on gab.com, gab.ai, you should be. I'm there.
I joined Gab a while ago because unfortunately other social networks are becoming nearly impossible for me to participate with. I had all my YouTube channels closed one after the other, four channels in 1 month. So I'm breaking new records with YouTube. But Facebook has closed my official profile, and now I have my emergency profile that to keep actually open. I had to basically receive a physical letter.
Really?
It's insane.
It's such nonsense. My
address. I mean, we are in the ultimate Orwellian reality. And now here in California, for example, we have this recall Newsom movement, but the Democrats are already wanting to place Chamath Palihapitiya, which is basically a Sri Lankan American who used to work for Facebook, as an alternative to Newsom.
Oh, there you go.
So They have already their own solution to the problem, which is probably an even worse outcome with this possibility. So we are definitely in front of a lot of censorship. We have never suffered so much censorship in modern times. And it's great to still have a platform here on InfoWars. And so that's why it's so important that you supported the InfoWars store.
And yeah, and I should mention, you can follow Leo Zagami at Real Leo Zagami on Gab. And he is censored, and that's how you know he's the real deal. So, John, you have a question I think you'd like to pose to Leo.
I wanted to announce first that on the Virgin Islands Daily News front page yesterday, they announced that Michael Pence, that's who I meant that they were saying was in hiding, Michael Pence.
Michael Pence, I'll tell you what happened. Mike Pence, he is not in hiding. He basically doesn't have a house at the moment. He's homeless. He's actually surfing on some couch of somebody with his wife. He was given some kind of temporary location in the middle of the woods somewhere. That's what I heard. And actually, that's what came out of the news.
Leo, he's here on the island of St. Croix right now in the Virgin Islands. He's here.
There you go. Yeah. From the Independent. Okay, Pence, so the question, vacations in Virgin Islands following Donald Trump fallout.
It's Biden's hotspot getaway. But anyway, the question is, Leo, real quick, given the convergence of all of these things as multiple pronged attack on shutting down people who are just good people, what should we do? We've got very little time and we're fighting a new world order thing. I like your sense of humor. But it's going to come time where we have to stop singing and start swinging. What do we do?
First of all, I will instruct all those militias who are kind of talking about the civil war to just listen to what Owen said the other day. What a few thousand people can do against the most powerful army in the world, the U.S. Army, nothing. The only solution that we have is for these militias to work close to a constitutional lawyer that can provide them the information on what they can or cannot do, so they always stay within the frame of the law. And I think as conservatives, we should have an assurance policy for the next elections, meaning the secession card of certain states, starting from Texas, but also others, could be played the moment in which they continuously use fraudulent means to perceive their political goals. And so when you have an assurance policy like that, then you don't need really the militias to do a civil war. In case you succeed with a state, you just call back all your army, navy, whatever, part of the armed forces who are from that state, and you form your own state army. And in that case, then you can wage a proper civil war. That is, it's ridiculous to talk about civil war with an army without officers. People should look into how the past civil war was shaped. And it was actually shaped a lot within the lodges of Freemasonry that at that time were, let's say, a bit like the social networks of today, in a very reserved way. You could meet up and do things, more reserved than the social networks, that of course are not that reserved or secret, but they gave the possibility of people to meet and then to shape this army, the Confederate army, to wage war with the Unionists. The whole thing, of course, of waging war with an army without officers, so without generals, without colonels, I mean, it's completely ridiculous. So we need to have a medical, a legal team together with these militias that make it a little bit more realistic, at least. And as I said, they should have always the advice of constitutionalists, lawyers next to them. So oath keepers, free percenters, and everybody else, try to work within the frame of the law, because the FBI is definitely not on your side. And they are just waiting for one wrong move to blame everybody else. We have already fallen into one trap on the 6th of January. We don't want to repeat that and give them the opportunity to destroy further our freedom. We are 75, at least 75, and I say at least 75 million people who have voted for Donald J. Trump. We can't be silenced, all of us, because a few hundred people went into Capitol Hill instigated by a PSYOP that, of course, was well orchestrated. And in the end, we all fall for it. And at least those people who ended up in the Capitol Hill, they ended up violating the law. And when you violate the law and you don't respect the Constitution, that's the moment in which the enemy can only take advantage of the situation. I mean, they are treating all these patriots that we are seeing as terrorists. That's incredible. I mean, we woke up. I woke up personally, Harrison, on the 6th of January. I was a patriot. I went to bed on the 6th of January. I'm a terrorist. That's
amazing.
That's not possible, you see. So we need to bring ourselves to use also these assurance policies like the secession of states. And I know that Texas is moving in that direction, but it's not something that we have to do now. It's an assurance policy, because right. I think that Trump now knows that the Republican Party is still on his side. And if he's not impeached, he will definitely not use any third party option. And at that point, we have instead the realistic option of MAGA 2024, which I think we should all focus on, which would be a great opportunity to
absolutely
bring
back. Leo Zagami, everybody.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.